Blog Talk Radio.
When it comes to the experience of a faith-based health and fitness ministry, I speak from four sides of this table because I have personally sat in the four chairs. I've sat in the chair as the creator of a ministry, as the organizational host, as the leader of the ministry, and also as an ordinary, regular participant in a faith-based fitness ministry. I have held top-level health credentials, and I have done this ministry without those credentials. So saddle in, get your seatbelt on if you want to know how to start a faith-based fitness ministry without personally holding health credentials, this show is for you. You have tuned in to Debt-Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, and through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, also known as biblical management, in the areas of money, resources, time, and stewardship of the body, all geared to move Christian income earners to become a profitable steward of what God has put under their control, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. Today's topic is how to start a faith-based health and fitness ministry without industry certification. When it comes to the experience of a faith-based health and fitness ministry, I speak from four sides of this table. Like I said, if you hear the noise, that is my birdie making noise in the background. Anyway, like I said, that's a birdie making noise. I apologize for that. So I speak from four sides of this table. I have been the creator of this ministry. I have been the organizational host. I have been a leader in the ministry held at somewhere else. And I've also been an ordinary participant in a faith-based fitness ministry. I have held top-level health credentials, as I said, and I've also done this ministry without those credentials. So let me just give you a little bit of the history. Back in the early 2000s, faith and fitness was really not a trend. It is now, and that is really a good thing. But back then, as a Christian who was a decorated instructor trainer in many wellness disciplines, I automatically merged my faith and my work because that's just how I operated. But I found at that time that I was very alone in this space. Now, I knew personally many fitness instructors and nutritionists, for example, that were Christian, but in their business, they maintained a separation of work and faith. And I set out to change that by creating an organization to bring us together and encourage those of us who were Christians in the industry to merge the two. You see, being a Christian is who we are, and we show up as who we are when we go to work. So why deliberately hide who we are as we work? That seemed to be a very inauthentic place to me. And using my business, at the time it was Health Coach Plus as a platform, I created the International Christian Fitness Alliance. And it was a movement that just started to grow. I was even featured on CBN or Christian Broadcasting Network because of it. Fitness instructors who were Christians started calling and connecting with me. We were all excited to find a group of like-minded professionals who wanted to expand their expertise into ministry and serve God. Now, if you happen to be on my blog page over at trudybehrman.com, you will be able to see some of those credentials that I mentioned. For example, I was a columnist in the Christian Voice speaking on the issue of stewardship of the body. I held at the time a certification as a cancer exercise specialist, and I wrote many journal articles in various therapeutic magazines on this topic. My business, Health Coach Plus, was a continuing education training site for fitness professionals or those who wanted to become fitness professionals. At the time, I was also an ACE certified personal trainer, and I was also an international certification educator for the Exercise Science Alliance, teaching many disciplines in fitness. During that phase of my life, I also organized church-based prayer and walk groups. I even organized a 5K fundraising event for the church. Well, the recession of 2006 to 2009 killed my fitness business. It also killed the International Christian Health and Fitness Alliance. It was a very voluntary-based staff organization at the time. And I can tell you, during that time, fitness was seen as a privilege, as a bonus, as one of those things that people cut when finances were tight. So a lot of fitness businesses took a really big toll. And I was a pretty young business at the time, and certainly a volunteer-based organization really saw a lot of the people disappear when they were crying for money and their time was being tied up in a non-income-generating adventure. So with all that loss and failure, I personally spiraled into depression, and I gained a ton of weight. Funny, huh? Yeah, at that time, my faith was challenged, and I failed miserably on the surface. But that horrific experience of financial and personal loss actually caused me to dig deeper into my faith. I had nowhere else to go. The world had failed me. Money had failed me. And I even felt that I had failed me. But those dark days were not my burial. It was actually my planting. I found a new and fresh perspective, and I realized that the Bible had a lot to say about money, stewardship, leadership, and success. I emerged from that period of my life convinced that prosperity was not entitled, but it was within reach. And that, so, you know, I'm not about a prosperity gospel, guys. I don't believe in a prosperity gospel. I don't believe in an entitlement mentality just because we're Christians, we're entitled to abundance. But I do believe that prosperity is within reach. And I do believe that profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. So with my fitness business gone, I also allowed my certifications that I had at the time to lapse. So none of my certifications are current or valid, but it didn't matter because at the time my focus shifted to regaining what the locusts took, and I started earning my income in other ways, but my weight had now become an issue. So with that in mind, amazingly, I had zero interest of looking back at fitness as a business. I had zero interest in exercising the 4 hours a day that was my norm back then. You see, at the time, I was teaching class, preparing to teach class, meeting with clients and doing, you know, working out with them. So that was a 4 hour workout day for me, and I had zero interest in keeping up with the image that fitness instructors seem burdened to have, because the industry seems to dictate that we look ready for a fitness competition at any given moment. Ripped muscles, six-pack abs, it just seemed to go with the industry. And I can tell you, I knew many instructors that just starved their way, drugged their way, or surgically induced their way to look like the image the industry dictated. So to me, fitness had become a business about image, and I really did not want to do that anymore. So at the start of 2014, Pastor Rick Warren had already at this time put out a faith-based curriculum called the Daniel Plan. And by this time, faith and fitness had now become a trend. Many churches jumped on this bandwagon. Many churches have put out their version of the Daniel Plan or a Daniel Fast. And like everyone else, I participated. And at the time, I lost 35 pounds, a loss which I have maintained. Now, I'm not anywhere near where I used to be when I was a full-fledged fitness instructor with the credentials, but I am nowhere where I was when I gained the weight. So on this side of the equation, I now saw faith-based ministries popping up. But unlike back then when I led the International Christian Health and Fitness Alliance, which was a group of fitness instructors leading ministry, this side of the equation, on this side of 2014 going forward, I saw a whole bunch of faith-based fitness ministries showing up that were not led by fitness ministers. They were led by Christian leaders. What a freaking shift. Health was now trendingly and fantastically, and I can't tell you, more than overdue its time, being presented as a stewardship responsibility that Christians have. And the leaders promoting it were simply doing so on the fact that the Bible supported this level of stewardship. You see, the fact is that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And the temple, as laid out in the Bible, was an object of sacredness, an object of absolute care. It was given the best of the best, okay? And nothing unholy or disgusting was brought into the temple, yet our temple is treated just any old way. So confidently, I realized that I could do the same thing. Knowing that I needed personally encouragement, support, and accountability on my new health journey, I too started a fitness-based health ministry. I started a Facebook group, and there are 50 members in this group, at which are similar today. And today we went through together Pastor Rick Warren's The Daniel Plan curriculum, and it was awesome. We had great community. We lost weight together. We supported each other, and bam, I was back in health and fitness from a ministry point of view, but this time without the credentials. So my leadership this time had nothing to do with fitness credentials, but on the power of a pre-existing and very credible program. I was hooked, but I had my own story and I had my own approach, and I wanted to be part of the faith-based health movement, but at the same time, I still wanted my opportunity to add my own spin and my own approach. So I went searching again, because the Daniel Plan as created by Patrick Warren was heavily branded and often misunderstood out there in the marketplace. A lot of people thought you had to be vegetarian and all kinds of crazy things. So I started Team In His Image Fitness. And you can learn more about Team In His Image Fitness over at www.inhisimagefitness.com, inhisimagefitness.com, where fitness is still about image, but this time it's about our self-image as seen through God's perspective, because, guys, we are made in His image. So In His Image Fitness is a ministry that borrows the fitness and nutrition credibility tools and resources from my Beachbody business, but this ministry is packaged and the approach of it comes from my heart. Okay, so the approach and the packaging of the ministry comes from my heart, but the credibility, tools, and resources are coming from my Beachbody business. And I'm going to invite you to join me. I'm inviting you to join me because here, this is way more than just an income-earning opportunity. In His Image Fitness is a merger of faith and works. You see, for the Christ follower, there should be no separation of passion and practice. There should be no separation of practice, passion and practice, because faith without works is dead, according to James 2:17, and works without faith is like filthy rags, according to Isaiah 6. So Genesis 1 verse 27 says, "So God created humankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them." Guys, we're made in the image of God. So this is still about image, but it is about His image. Do you want to start a faith-based fitness program in your neck of the woods? I do hope so. And if that is the case, I'm inviting you to join me for a little bit more information and where you can ask questions freely on an upcoming webinar. I don't know when you're going to hear this message, so if you do come in late beyond the live opportunity, you will still be able to jump in on the recording. So however you found this page today, there will be a link to the webinar, the recording, or the live session or the recorded version. Thank you for joining me today. Trudy Bierman here. I am super simple to find at trudybierman.com. You're listening today at debtfreewealthradio.com. And don't forget to check out inhisimagefitness.com. I know that's a lot of That's a lot of websites, guys, but you can do it. You can always rewind, replay, or check out the blog over at trudybearman.com. Thank you for joining me today. I love you all, and I will see you next time.